o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, live from Steinhoffel's in Waukesha as they celebrate their 90th anniversary celebration. They've got the weekend sale going on right now. Best brands, best prices, 10% off almost everything. And don't forget, if you get here tomorrow, and if you're one of the first 100 people through the door, you'll get one of these awesome free Steinhoffel's retro-logoed mini Bluetooth speakers. They are fantastic. They're really neat if you like that kind of nostalgic look. Time now for the weekend preview.
Okay, so am I running this segment or is Jesse?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You know what I love? Planning the show on air. Run it, Riley.
Which one? Five games in the football docket this weekend. Which one are you most interested in watching? And which one are you going to take a nap as Jesse puts it on your new couch from Steinhoffel's?
Nice.
Maybe with the couple who got their new bed set and looked at you guys weird. Starting with Michigan State at number six, Oregon. Jason Wilde's Oregon. Friday, 8 p.m. on Fox.
Friday night football.
A little Friday Night Lights action, or you could watch the Prep Mania game going on tonight as well.
Yeah. Wanakee Sun Prairie East, Jason. It's a good one.
Hunter on the call,
Hunter,
right?
Hunter Vaughn and the Dean have it tonight.
Oh, our number one team.
Yep, A-Crew tonight. Big game.
They're good, although Riley has the call of the year right now.
He's got the call of the year.
He's got Coy.
A lot of game left.
Got lucky. It was a very, very
amazing
game. He
also had 47 and nothing the other day.
I believe that was DeForest.
Seven state champions in track, by the way. Second game on the docket will be tomorrow at 3 p.m. after the Badger game. Rutgers, streaking Rutgers, undefeated Rutgers at Nebraska on Fox Sports 1. The nightcap of the college football slate tomorrow, number 10, Michigan, the Wolverines at the Huskies, who lost to Rutgers last week, 6:30 p.m. on NBC. And moving on to the professional circuit, the Jets taking on the Vikings Sunday at 8:30 a.m. on NFL Network over in London. London calling. I'll stop with the accents. Jason will get mad at me. And finally, the Sunday night football game also on NBC, Cowboys at Steelers. Which one of you guys taking?
So I've become a big fan of the Friday night games. I watched a little bit from Cali last week, Rutgers, Washington. Michigan State does nothing for me. Nah. We don't play them. I'm just not. It is a nondescript, like, blah, whatever. This is going to be surprising to you. Rutgers at Nebraska. Because we play Rutgers next week, I'll obviously want to watch. I don't know if I'll be able to watch most of it because our game will be wrapping up at Camp Randall. But that's the game that's intriguing. Rutgers the real deal now. Rutgers is showing some things now. So I'm a little nervous about Rutgers now. Heading out to Piscataway. Normally you'd think that's check it off. We'll be dogs in that game. And that's the game that I'm probably most intrigued of. The ones, the Jets-Vikings will be awesome. I love that 8:30 London window.
I do.
Love it. And when you got A-Rod going against the undefeated Minnesota Vikings, that is the other game. Those would be the two that I'm intrigued by. The other ones, meh. It's kind of a bummer weekend of college football, if I'm being honest with y'all. Not a lot of great games.
It's a rematch of the national championship game in prime time, Michigan-Washington.
Neither team's very good.
Rutgers-Nebraska, I agree with you. Sneaky good game. That Wisconsin at Rutgers, it's an 11 a.m. kick next week. That's probably going to be Fox's big noon kickoff.
Maybe.
For the first time ever, I think they're going to Rutgers.
I just love the fact that it's a noon kickoff Eastern. That I like.
Jets-Vikings is the one that I'm going to pick. That's by far the most intriguing game. Standalone window, early Sunday morning. Love it.
I'm going to be going to a high school game tonight. I've got some high school students and eighth grade students that want to go to a football game, so I will not be watching.
Who are you going to see?
Ducks. That's privileged information.
Now, do you feel comfortable dropping them off and letting them?
No. I go, I find a picnic table, and I write.
What?
Okay. I don't get you at all.
The school requires if you have a eighth grader or a middle schooler of any kind, that a parent be at the game with them.
Who's monitoring that?
I don't know who's monitoring it. I'm telling you what the rule is.
Yeah, how do they keep track of that?
Yeah, I'd be fascinated. Huh? Oh, here we go.
I think you have to come in with your parents.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Hey, it is what it is.
Can't wait to get back to my basement.
Next.
What if you leave?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fascinated.
Well, I'm not going to because I follow the rules sometimes.
So you're going to go to a game and you're not even going to watch the game? You're going to sit at a table and write an article?
I have work to do. I work.
Yeah.
Just like you were great in tests.
Everybody's grinding on
it. I was great in tests. Yeah. I love grading tests.
Yeah. All right. Whoa, Nelly, or whatever we're doing. I don't know if this is Whoa, Nelly. Let's move on.
Which game are you guys be sleeping through now? Which game are you least looking forward
all
to?
All of
on
them
the
but
slate?
Those two for me. Like Michigan, Washington, I could give two rips. Like less than two rips. Oh, it's
like
the defending national champion. No, it's not. It's a different year. It's over. It's done. Move along. What?
Is this all because I'm going to a high school game?
It's kind of weird what you're doing at the high school game.
No, I don't give to. Jason does what he does. I'm going to critique it, and I'm going to move on. But I just don't fully yet. Like I said, there's two games. The Rutgers game is the most intriguing to me outside. That Minnesota game with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets is intriguing to me, too.
Yeah.
Everything else, go ahead and get a good nap.
I look forward to seeing Mike McCarthy's team on Sunday Night Football yet again. We're always rooting for Big Mike around here as well. All right, that's it.
Is Mike getting through the season? Their schedule
yes.
They're not favoring the next six.
I'd say yes.
I would too. I don't know if he'll – I don't think he'll be their coach in 2025.
He's not going to be their coach.
All right, that's it for the weekend preview. Presented by Associated Bank, you can take it to the bank that one of us will be watching one of these games at some point during the weekend, as you confirmed there. But what you can really do at Associated Bank is know that your money works for you. And if you've got direct deposit, you can have access up to your money up to 2 days early with early pay.
Oh, look at this.
Sparky.
I would say this for those that are listening on terrestrial radio or watching the video, since Sparky is not visible right now. We do have our friend Sparky here at Steinhoffel's. Want to remind you, though, again, you get the best customer service in the industry with Associated Bank. They've got the awards to prove it. So check out AssociatedBank.com to find
he
out
He needs to
more.
Be in the Hoff. I think he's got to be a Hoffer. I do.
He's making a good case.
He comes to the remotes. He calls in. You see him. You could tell. I think
he went to London
again.
With you.
This is all Jason. He gets the. He is the arbiter.
The Yule log burns hot.
Yes, it does.
Getting after
indeed.
It. We need to get after headlines. Those are next. Live from Steinhoffel's. It's Wilde and Tausch. Ready to roll. From Steinhoffel's in Waukesha, time now for headlines presented by Fleet Farm. Oh, if you could only see what happens in the commercial breaks. If you came to Steinhoffel's, you'd know. And if you go to Fleet Farm's Toyland, you'll be able to do that starting Saturday, October 12th. So you still have another week before Toyland opens, but be there bright and early at 7 a.m. when they open, and you will get a free Fleet Farm exclusive toy, and you'll be able to shop all the great deals from this year's top toys. You can also learn more about Toyland and preview the catalog today by visiting fleetfarm.com/toyland. That way you'll be ready when it opens a week from tomorrow. Also, Milwaukee Deal Days are going on right now at Fleet Farm. Shop in-store through Wednesday to find great deals on powerful Milwaukee tool combos, storage, and accessories that you can rely on. So don't miss out. Shop Milwaukee Deal Days in-store only at Fleet Farm. Time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've buried the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
All right, it is time for headlines. Our entries, Jesse, have been completed.
They have.
So now we can reveal the film that the Tauscher Academy players acted out. I was in this one, too. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good one.
This was a good one.
I got to play Dan Devine.
I'm guessing a pretty easy one for people. No, nobody got this one wrong on the chat.
No one got it wrong, no. There were a lot of correct guesses that we'll have to choose from.
Rudy had a specific set of skills.
And again, every week when we do this, since we haven't reviewed the rules here for a while, so we post...
There are rules?
We post these on Friday mornings from the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed and Facebook pages. X, some may know as Twitter. You have until 11 a.m. Central Time to text your guess on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line, and then we will pick one random winner each week who goes into the drawing at the end of the season for the grand prize drawing, a 2025 Green Bay tailgate experience with ESPN Wisconsin at a home game next year.
That's correct.
All right, so now it's time, if you are watching on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, you will see the brilliant acting skills. If you're listening on terrestrial radio, it would be like Little Orphan Annie time back in the when these speakers were the actual radios.
There you go.
You'll be able to listen to the Tauscher Academy players as we play this moment from the classic film Rudy. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Riley? Yeah.
Oh, hey, Tausch. Come on in.
Hey, Jason. I want Jesse to host in my place.
Don't be ridiculous. We have the Rams this week. LA has some of the best sports media in the country. You're a Packers Hall of Famer and our captain. Act like it.
I believe I am. Jesse needs to be here.
That was great.
Me too, Jason.
Ah, Chewy.
Me too, Jason.
Gabe!
I'm with the guys.
Me too. And Jen.
I think I'll just leave
Jesse
that there.
I win!
Jesse wins that one. It's great acting by Jesse.
Does the first player that does it in the film crumple up the jersey and throw it down? Or does he lay it flat like everyone else did?
I don't know. I don't recall.
Well, in this version, he crumples up my Pittsburgh Penguins jersey and throws it on the table.
He was going to wear that today.
No, I wasn't. I had to take those out of the closet. Those have not been worn in probably
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy making an appearance. How about that?
May, up to this point, might be our best. No? Yes?
I thought The Blind Side was pretty good. I'll be honest.
Your acting was a lot better here. A lot of looking down at the script this time.
Yeah, that's because it had just been handed to me moments before.
Well,
you were great, Tausch. You were great.
The great actors do it, and you crushed, as Sandy Bullock, you crushed it. Yeah. I don't know, who is the coach in this one again?
Dan Devine. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that is Rudy. Now
I'm nervous.
As if we're not.
I don't know what is going on here.
This is your idea.
I understand, but these are supposed to be written headlines. The Academy, I think, is starting to feel the pressure because there are people that love the singing.
I think they're realizing that the movies are not as awesome as your singing.
I think the singing is now. So now I'm singing live, which I've never done.
Oh, God.
Which isn't
good for anybody. Let's
very, very nervous
you
about.
You chose being at Steinhoffel's as the week you're going to sing for the live audience?
Can we get more of the shoppers down here before you do this?
So I usually handle live audiences better. I think I'm going to be up for the task, although I'm going to tell you this. The Notre Dame and Michigan fight songs, eerily similar.
Here come
similar.
The excuses
they're
already.
They're really not.
All right, I am going to go with this. I like the words of this. I thought I'd just be
Hail
reading
to
them.
The Irish.
And then it says on the bottom, sung to Notre Dame fight song.
Wait, says on the bottom. So this is sent to you. Your brothers are assigning you work on your show?
Yes, that is true. All right, Riley, are we ready?
Oh, we're ready. I'm very excited.
I'm nervous.
No, we're not ready.
Oh, no.
I'm very nervous. Riley, hit it. Cheer, cheer for old Green Bay. Watch LaFleur versus McVay. Nervousen will need a trade to get a win over LA. What do we think, boys?
So
thank you. Look at the audience. Loved it. That's what we're really looking for. We want audience to be excited about it.
I don't know if I've ever seen a better case of sympathy clapping.
What was it?
You rehearsed it with the music in the commercial break, and then you just started, like, shouting the lyrics that didn't even match up with the music.
No. Riley said, you better be ready to go fast.
You weren't.
It was fast.
Oh, did I miss it? Was I late?
Yeah.
Was I late?
Oh, yeah. Tempo was an issue there.
Should I pull up a slower version? There are slower versions.
I thought I went too fast. Cheer. I still think Michigan's fight sounds
You went like opera singer on it. You were really bellowing.
Well, I liked it. And our audience liked it. And that's what really matters. Sparky said no.
If Sparky's not in your corner, you know you did something wrong.
Yeah, you might be right.
All right.
That does not sound like the Michigan fight song at all.
It doesn't.
Did it sound like Notre Dame's?
Not when you sang it.
Okay. Sick burn, bro.
Hey, part of the deal.
All right, my turn. I didn't know exactly what we were doing. I still don't understand. We're 5 weeks into the season, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly how I should be doing my part of this.
Yeah.
So I went with, as I have in the previous ones, quote from the movie that we did the video of. So here we go. You're 6 foot something, 230 and something, and you barely have a speck of MCL functionality. And you hung in there with one of the best defenses in the land for, well, at least the fourth quarter until that last interception you threw last week. And you're going to walk out of here with a Super Bowl berth at some point. In this life, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody but yourself. And after what you and the Packers have been through, if you don't get it done this weekend, well, it better happen against the Rams given their situation. Now get back to being you, Jordan. Packers 27, Rams 21.
Wow.
Pretty good. Thanks. Not as good as the fight song, but pretty good.
Okay, fair.
I went simple.
Okay.
This is on brand, too.
Irish for a winning weekend. Badgers and Packers prevail after heartbreaking Brewers elimination. I just want wins. I think they both get them. Packers, I like 27-21, actually. That's the score I was going to go with, so I'll change it just slightly. 24-17. Closer than some may think it will be, but the Packers get a win. Mm. And quite frankly, after what this week has been, going back to that Vikings loss and the USC game on last Saturday, that's all I ask for.
Okay.
All right, there you have it. Those are our headlines presented by Steinhoffels.
I can't believe I was late. Like, I honestly thought I finished early.
I think it was tough to thread that needle when you've got it in your head.
Maybe you should try it to the Michigan fight song, see if that lines up then.
I think I'm good.
That was really well done. Whoa. Narva Sun needs a train to beat the Rams today.
Packers and the Rams.
Oh, God.
All right, those are our headlines. Whoa, Riley is next. Oh, yes. Live from Steinhoffels, it's Wilde and Tausch. Rolling on live from Steinhoffels in Waukesha as we celebrate Steinhoffels' 90th anniversary.
1.2 out of 10 at best, Jesse?
Oh, Josh gave you a 1.2.
Go lower?
Yeah.
I was a little surprised they got the 0.2.
Why did I get such good applause from the Steinhoffels
Because
team?
People like you. You're They're a likable nice. Guy, but your singing sucked.
I'm sorry. Do they grade for effort at the Olympics?
Don't confuse effort with results.
I'm not 100% sure what they do at the Olympics.
Time now to draw our trivia winner. It's unfortunate because if somehow Sparky wins, Jesse could have delivered
his prize. Oh, that would have been
convenient,
wouldn't it? Yeah, that would have been good.
So, Riley, I can hear you stirring up the poker chips to pick this week's trivia winner.
All righty. Our winner for this week is none other than...
Who is it?
He's really struggling to look up who the winner is. He's buying time.
Zach in New Holstein.
Oh.
Was that the day that I was dealing with my wash machine?
Was it? It was Zach in a car between Beaver Dam and Waupun.
He wasn't in New Holstein.
But he lives
at the
time. In New Holstein. Yes.
Okay.
So
yeah, that was
done.
A right, Wisconsin that, geography trivia.
And
yeah.
a first timer.
Yes.
We had a lot of first timers this
him.
Week. So nice hey. To get one of them a win.
All right.
Sorry, that, Sparky.
Yeah, but he's that's how loyal he is. He didn't just stand up and leave. Time
he,
now.
He looks bitter, though.
For Will Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Alrighty. So, Jesse wanted me to get to the Barry Alvarez audio, and this is from the show I produce, so I'm definitely
Yo,
cool with that.
Don't make it sound like I was directing you around. Like this
you
is
totally what? Were, you, though.
I was
not. Because that's not
you
the
did.
First thing said, on the list.
I said, Riley, don't you want to play the Barry Alvarez sound? He goes, yes, I do. I'm like, great, that's good. Make sure you have
Bossy
that.
Bossy McBosserson.
Hey. I'm sick of that, being on the show when Riley's
that,
producing.
That was my response. However, that was not the way you phrased the question. Regardless, we're going to play the audio. This is Barry Alvarez responding to Brad Nessler's commentary this weekend on getting a text from Barry Alvarez.
It'd be a guy in Naples that questions this call. An old coach.
A Hall of Fame coach. Just handed Gary my phone. We have a call and... a text from Barry Alvarez.
That's not right.
Like he thought I was going to pick up.
I did not call.
Not be the
I
only
text.
Wisconsin fan
what did that call. Text say, Coach?
You are correct, my friend.
You
think
do
about
that.
This. When you watch any NFL game, okay?
Amen.
These are guys that study 12 months a year. That's when it's fourth and a half a yard, what do? All of a
they're
sudden, they go
under center.
They're lined up. Then they run up on under center, take the snap. And run a sneak or hand the ball off.
The
why do they? Shot. Why do they do that? Because it makes sense. If you got a half a yard, you start a yard away. You start closer.
There might be a guy in Nate.
What do you guys think of Coach Alvarez's comments?
So I heard that because I had not synced up the Varsity app to listen to my boy Tausch yet. So I caught that and thought, oh, my gosh, they referenced Barry, and then Barry texted them while watching the game. I thought that was fantastic. I did think it was interesting then on the Great Dane Huddle that he second-guessed the call publicly in addition to doing it privately in his text
well,
to Brad Nessler.
Well, they did kind of put his business out on the street. It's really on Brad and Gary
well,
Danielson.
They never said what he wrote.
I mean... They
you
said
could probably imply.
I could infer
they
it.
Went,
yes,
they went the shotgun way. On fourth and one, and we got a text from Barry Alvarez after they didn't get it. Huh? That's interesting.
Great follow up. I was at Gravy.
It was Alex Gravatt, host of the Great Dane Huddle.
Follow up to get Barry to say that. That is math. But as Luke Fickell said on his show this week, you have to execute what you're doing. And there have been push tushes, brotherly shoves that have not worked. Green Bay has stopped Jalen Hurts on short yardage as well. So the bottom line is you do what you do, which I have no problem with. Is it easier to get a half a yard if you start from under center and get a quarterback sneak? Math is math. But when you execute and if you don't block people, you're not going to pick it up from under center, from pistol, or from normal shotgun formation. Those are all things can be true. And what would we be saying? For a Wisconsin offense, you don't have to like it. I'm not telling you to like it. But if you fumble that snap because you don't take any snaps from under center, what are you going to say then? They're going to say, do what you do and or execute better. They don't do that. That's not what they do.
Yeah.
So it's, I get it. Math is math. Barry has the right to say what he wants to say. And it's really funny.
It was pretty good.
Objectively.
Really good.
Yeah.
Whoa, Riley.
Whoa, Nelly.
Okay, so before I was usurped by Robin Yount yesterday for my Whoa, Riley segment, which, by
well,
the way, is
Well, that's right.
Valid.
You missed all of that last yesterday, too, and now you got Jesse telling you what to do with this one.
I'm not telling him what to do here. I don't know where he's taking
this. Nope. Now this is all me. But for the record, Robin Yount can take my segment anytime he wants. That was phenomenal yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't need you to tell us that.
No.
Riley.
Okay. Should
have called Molitor today.
Why not? Why not? But anyways, my plan was for yesterday was to ask you guys, given the Brewers' big win a couple nights ago, what your best sports moments were as fans. Now I'm going to flip that since it was a heartbreaking loss. As a fan, so Jason, you might have to go back a little ways for this one. What has been the most heartbreaking loss you have experienced as a fan?
Okay, so I'm going to answer both because it happened the same weekend. Indianapolis, unbelievable weekend, 2015.
Yeah.
Beating Kentucky and staying up and drinking a hotel out of Coors Light. Legit drank them out of Coors Light. We stayed up all blanking night. Went up and had a great Tito's Bloody Mary bar Easter morning, Sunday, and just enjoyed the heck out of the weekend and then gut punched Monday night against Coach K and his...
And his referees.
So you combined both. It all happened to me all in one weekend, a three-day period of time.
It's already in a great film just a bit outside. It is Game 7 of the 1982 World Series when I was 10, as they did have a two-run lead in that game, and then they lose to the Cardinals, and Gorman Thomas strikes out to end the game, and I am sobbing in my living room watching on those old-school TVs that were like a piece of furniture, that they were like wood around them, and then the screen was inside of it. That was what we were doing back then.
The only time I have ever cried after a Packers game was
what you stayed awake for.
4th and 26, which I know is a sore subject around here, so I don't want to bring it up too much. But that was by far my most devastating. The Duke Wisconsin game. So I had just graduated from college the year before. I had many friends who were still students at UW Madison, and I had just started working less than a month before at our sister station in Beaver Dam. And I went to work on that Monday, drove down to watch the game at a house party with a bunch of my friends, and I was fully prepared to stay up all night long celebrating a national title and then go back to work the next morning in Beaver Dam. And instead, it was just a very sad 11 p.m. drive home because everyone just wanted to go to bed after blowing the lead against Duke. So that one's up there, too, because of what the night would have been in the once-in-a-lifetime experience that it would have been for me and my friends that were there, but... the last time I cried was 4th and 26. The only time I've cried after a Packers loss.
Whoa, Riley.
Whoa, Nelly.
Okay, we've been giving Boog Shambi a lot of crap the past couple of days. So I want to hear...
We just don't like him.
Yeah, exactly. We've been giving him crap because he sucks. I'm not saying it's not bad.
Wait a minute. That's too mean. He crossed the line.
Now I've crossed
Jesse,
the
what
line.
Kind of coaching are you doing?
Riley, so be nice to Boog.
The guy that does the lead baseball television analysis for the biggest sports broadcasting company in the world and the voice of the Chicago Cubs sucks at his job.
No, I don't like him.
That was different.
Okay.
I mean, I do think he's also the number two broadcast, so he's not the best.
Ooh, yeah, so, corrected. Yeah.
Who's
Carl Ravich, number one. Ravi.
Okay.
Anyway.
What about Boog?
We've been dunking on Boog a lot, so I want to hear your guys, when it comes to play-by-play broadcasters, obviously would have rather had someone other than Boog Shambi calling the past three games. Who are your favorite non-Wisconsin play-by-play broadcasters? Take LePay, take Larrabee, take Uke out of the equation. No Levering.
Jesse Nelson.
Yeah.
I don't count.
Take him out too.
No Hunter Vaughn. No
Riley.
One.
Yeah.
No one. If you're getting a national broadcaster, any outsider calling a Wisconsin sports game, who do you want?
It's easy for me. I want Mike Tirico. Mike Tirico is the best in the business. He does multiple sports. Him and then Ian Eagle is the other one. Those would be my two if I'm picking who I want doing play-by-play. Both of those guys are at the top of my list.
Spiro Dedis. That's my guy.
Really?
Yeah, I love his voice.
Yeah.
Love Spiro. He's not good enough for Jesse, though.
I'm actually excited for this weekend's game. I love Jim Nantz calling Packers games or Wisconsin basketball games. So I'm a big Nantz guy. I like Jimmy. Feels like a big game when Nantz is on the call, so I like Jim Nantz.
Does Kevin Harlan count as a Wisconsin guy, given his Green Bay?
I wasn't
ties?
Counting
He's
him.
He's Wisconsin adjacent. That's
yeah,
sure.
I wasn't counting him.
Okay,
but he would be up there.
Kevin Harlan, he's definitely my
that's
guy.
A good choice.
His I mean, does Brian Anderson count?
I think Brian Anderson counts too, yes. And I think we already answered other people, so we're good.
Did. Yeah.
All right, that's it for Woe Riley. We will wrap up the week and wrap up today's show with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.